Well, happy Mother's Day. And I want us to go first to 1 Peter chapter 3. Okay, in 1 Peter chapter 3, what we're going to talk about today is how are you going to find the woman that you're looking for? Because God gives an outline in the Word of God what type of wife to be looking for. Secondly, women, are you showing that Christ-like spirit, that excellent wife? Are you the one that he found? And just look at the word as we give it out today and say, Lord, and those areas I want to change. I want to be the right testimony, like for my children, for my husband. And it's just like, just to know the truth and to have the truth, not just going in my ear and hearing it, but letting it go into my heart. The beauty that we have is not going to be, you take a woman. A man could be out searching for the most beautiful lady, and she's got to be perfect, and her hair's got to be good, and she looks good, and let me tell you something, that flower fades away. Those things fall away. Are you still going to love that woman? Because there's an enduring substance that should be in that wife. The things that of true beauty, not just an outward beauty. Most people focus on, I must look good on the outside. I must this. I got to dress like this. I got to have this jewelry, that jewelry. Just everything a vain. And you can have it, but you have the right attitude. But the thing is, when I looked at this, it was like, men and husbands, have you found her? Have you got her? And if she doesn't meet all these qualities, are you praying for her? Because you both, she's loving you first. And if she sees those qualities in her spouse, in her husband, she loves you, and out of love and submission, she wants to look like the wife that you want with inner beauty, because it's going to last. In chapter 3 of 1 Peter, it says, likewise, you wives. Well, he was talking about the example of Christ and his suffering in the verses before. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word. So be obedient. That just means submission, that you trust him for what he's saying. That if any obey not the word, maybe they're not in submission under God's word, that they also may with the word be won by the conversation of the wives. And I think this goes so much deeper. I think it starts with our husband in our home, but it goes out to the body of Christ and to his household. And it says, if they are not into the word of God and believing and in submission to it, let my wife to be, that she will be an example, and they will know by the conversation of their wife. They can be won to come into that right way, to speak the right way, to do the right things. But as I said, men, if you're looking for a wife, wives, are you measuring up to this quality? Let your conversation be won. That manner of life that you live, they're watching it. They may not say anything, but they are. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, they respect you. You see, it's not they respect you because they have to. They respect you because they want to. And I always say that with children. Your children are to respect you. They are not to fear you. Many children fear their parents. What's going to happen if I do this? I would rather my child listen because they respect me. They honor me. Honor your mother and father. Honor your wives. Bring respect to them. He said, while they are looking at your chaste virgin, and I wrote some of this in our next part, It's holy. It's pure. It's a virgin character who's adorning. Don't let it be the outward adorning of the plaiting of your hair, the wearing of gold, the putting on of apparel. Those things will not last. We're not taking all that with us. And it's just like the woman, you're plaiting of her hair. When you braid your hair or do whatever to make it, you know, back in the day, they used to do all kinds of braids and fancy things, put gold and ordain. They would just beautify it. But he said, I don't want that to be the wife that a man is looking for. Because he said, don't let it be that outward adorning, the things that are going to fade away. You can wear those things. I'm not saying you can't wear those things or braid your hair. Don't let your attitude be, well, I have to look good. I have to look good for my husband. I've always thought that. The wife should look good for her husband. And I do believe that. But he would rather see a chaste, holy, pure, lovable wife. He wants an inward beauty more than the outward. And if he was looking for an outward beauty before anything else, he might have got the wrong woman, but by God's grace, he'll change that. He can do that. He said, but don't let it be the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of your heart. You see, again, a hidden work. It's something that the Lord is doing in your heart. And when you're there before your families, your children, your husband, then out further, are they seeing Christ in you? Or are we looking like the rest of the world, talking like the rest of the world, behaving ourselves like the rest of the world? He wants us to come into the favor wherewith he's called us. He wants us to be that hidden man of heart that is not corruptible. You see, you can't put anything to the word of God and ruin it. Those things will never go away. Those are the things that are going to last. Let it be those hidden things, not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek, quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. You know why? Because she trusts the Lord. She trusts what God has done, and now she trusts her head. He's leading her, guiding her by the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing it right to him. You tell me what man doesn't tell a wife how he wants him to dress. You know, sometimes a man may tell a woman to dress a certain way. I mean, I've got one of those men, but he said he likes certain things. I go, well, I can't do that. You see, we still have to balance each other. We have to balance one another in what we do. But it's out of love towards your man. Out of love. You've got to be good listeners. And then if you go on, it'll just show how the holy women trusted in God. They adorned themselves and were in subjection to their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, and she called him Lord. George loves it when I say Lord. I mean to say George, but I call him Lord. He'll go, yes. And I go, George, that is not funny. He goes, no, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm loving what I hear. But I want us to go over, because men, if you're looking, who can find her? Only the Lord can lead you to that woman. Women, are they going to find her? Will they find her the way he has ordered in the word of God? Go to Proverbs 31. I swore I would not go to Proverbs 31 because everybody goes to Proverbs 31. I was going to do Moses, but the Lord led this way, and that's what I'm going to do. Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught. Okay, when you see King Lemuel, and I went in and I studied about it, it said they really don't know who that is. Most say it's Solomon. But we have to remember the mother of Solomon. But whoever it is, okay, it doesn't matter really. It's a king. That's one who's in authority. That is one who's to be leading and guiding. Well, if he's going to be a good leader and he wants a wife, he needs to have a good wife. He needs to be looking for those qualities, not an outward beauty, inward quality. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught. What, my son? You're my son. And what, the son of my womb? Look at the deepness and the care. And what, the son of my vows? I made vows. Boy, I was thinking, well, look at what Samuel's mother did. But anybody in leading, in leadership, or even a father, or just a husband. Give not your strength unto women, nor thy ways that destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. If you want to be a good leader, I wouldn't do that. He said, there's a reason for that. Nor for princes strong drink. Because if you get into intoxication and you get into that manner of life, now remember, this is a mother. She's not saying you can't. She's saying you shouldn't do it. And here's the reason why. It's not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Kings search out the matter. Nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink, okay, they're all intoxicated. Now they forget the law and they pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. They get so intoxicated, they're all into whatever's going on with their emotions because of being drunk on alcohol. And they get carried away with forgetting about what God said. What about the wife to save herself for her husband? What a beautiful wedding night that would be. She's going by what God says, but get her intoxicated, or the man intoxicated. Maybe he'll just forget those judgments, the things that are right. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish. If they're going to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts and despair, but let him drink. Let him forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, they offered him something to drink. What? To bear the pain, to weaken it, to make it easier for him to bear. That's what people do. We want my life to be easier to bear. Get on your knees before God and ask him for grace. Then he says, open the mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such are appointed to destruction. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. You know, you open your mouth, let his words be in your mouth. And then he said, open your mouth and judge righteously. I believe we are to pray for the poor and the needy. We can't pray where we're not touched. I'm touched by the very feeling of my children's infirmities, their weakness, my family beyond that family. There are things that are going on that God is not in control. And it's out of order. And that's why. We have to put it in God's order. And then he said, here we go. Find that woman. Have you found her? Who can find a virtuous woman? It means who can find a strong, able, excellent woman. She's found like that. For her price is far above rubies. You know, a natural stone. Those are very expensive, rubies are. But I wondered why he put rubies, and if they're red, who can find that virtuous woman? Her price is so far above rubies. You think of the love that Christ had for you. He loved you so much, he shed his blood for you. He gave everything he had for you to have what you have. And I think of that in Ephesians 5, where he says, love your wives as Christ loved the church. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he has no need of spoil. Now that's in the household, But as a leader, it goes beyond the household, and you'll see that. But her husband safely trusts in her. He trusts that she, there will be no need of spoil. What happens when there's wars and battles and things going on? This woman put on the whole armor of God. She knows how to fight a spiritual warfare. She knows it's not about carnal. It's not about the flesh. It's a spiritual warfare that is taking on in heavenly places, and she wants to be that example before God first. That he said, as Paul has told us, put on the whole armor of God. You want to be a beautiful wife? Let me teach you how to war the good fight of faith. Let me teach you how to do war that I have no need of spoil. I don't have to worry about things bad going on and have loss in the family. Because my wife that I'm seeking after, this is going to be found in her. It said, there will be no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Why? Because she's learning about good. She's a new creation. She knows that she's been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. She wants to do him good. She wants, her thoughts are on him. And we learned from Ray's class, it was like, you know, you get a gift in the church, the body of Christ. That's for the body. But I'll tell you what, the fruit that you get is taking in that word of God and that fruit unto him. He was the first fruit, and we are the fruit that comes after. And he wants to see that love reciprocated back to him. I love you because you first loved me. When a man just loves her, if you see something that is out of order in God's word, don't yell at her and scream at her. Pray for her. God may open your mouth to speak. But you see, this woman has taken in the word of God. And he knows it. He's watching. He said, who can find this kind of woman? How are you going to find this excellent woman? The mother told him how. She is a woman who knows spiritual warfare. She overcomes good with evil. She's out here doing good. She's not doing evil. She seeketh wool. And when you see wool, know that that is a living sheep. They go out and shear the sheep. He's alive. They're using that part of the living sheep to clothe their family. Okay? Now, she says, and the flax. Well, they have to know how to do flax. And I just know that that brings the fine linen. It has to be beaten. It has to be separate. There is so much that has to be done. But this woman is learning that. She's learning, oh, the wool, that the outer, what he did, he's clothing us. We have protection. But she's also learning about flax. And she takes it and worketh willingly with her hands. She may be going through trials. She may be going through hardships, but she says, Lord, teach me that I can seek this wool out and the flax and willingly take it with her hands, her service, to her husband and to her household, and then further out beyond. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Merchant ships came and they brought all this food. People were happy. This woman gets her food from the heavenlies, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. And she gets that food and she brings it from afar. First of all, maybe her family's not seeking. That woman is seeking all those things for her household. But she had to take it in her heart first. She had to receive that food that he had for her. She had to partake of milk. She had to partake of the meat. She riseth also while it is yet night. It's nighttime. The woman is so interested in the Word of God. She gets up early. And it came to me, the early bird takes the worm. But it was like, how many women went early to the tomb? How many people were early? We always go, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. Kind of a slothful thinking. Not her. She knows the importance of a wife and a mother to get up early while it is yet night so she can give this to her household. But it doesn't say milk. Give them meat. It is nighttime. I thought of Paul on Acts 27 ship. After all hope was lost, all the hope was lost. Paul was on that ship. All hope was lost. Then he was ministered to. And then he rose up and he gave meat to everyone in that ship. He told them, eat meat. Why? We need it for the journey. We need that. Elijah went through that. But this woman is going to give meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. You see, even those, she's going to give even further than just her household. It goes out even further. And she wants to do this. She's doing it willingly. This woman is a giver. This woman loves to give the word of God. She loves to give to people. She loves to give of her time. Yesterday, April was just going crazy because I had a saw, an electric one, and was doing the trees. Get down from there. Well, she wants to protect me. But I said, I know what I'm doing. This needs to be done. And I enjoyed it. I did it willingly because of God's grace. So what she does, she considers. All right, that means she thinks about it. She observes. She's not a rash woman. She considers a field. Do you know of someone else that did that? In Matthew, it was in one of the parables. He considered that field. And he went forth. He left lots. He left everything to go buy it. This woman tells me she's taking in that word of God. And she rises up, gives to her household, to her maidens, but she considers a field and buys it. She thought about it. Is this worth it? What's the gain of this? What's going to happen? She knows. And she said, she buys it with the fruit of her hands. Remember, all fruit has what? Seed. We have seed in it. The same seed that started us. You can plant when God opens that door of opportunity. Share with your children. And let your heart. It's not always words. It's your life. It's the word that is growing up in you. And now the inward is showing on the outward. Not, well, I have to show I'm this righteous woman. That's works. Let him work it in you, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and what he gives, that's what you're responsible for. Sure takes a burden off your shoulders. You're responsible for what you've been given. We need to understand, do we even know what we've been given? So she considered the field, she bought it, with the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. Look at that. With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength. That means on the inner part of this woman, Christ is the center of all of it. But right here, she girded up her strength. And that's the center of it. The strength and strengthened her arms. She's getting strong in the Lord and the power of his might. She takes her arms, and whatever she does is exercising that faith. Her service, her work, everything she does. She perceived her merchandise is good. Do you perceive that the merchandise is good? Because when you perceive that your merchandise is good, you're going to let it be right in here. And your husband is going to say, I know what I got. She's good. I love her. Her candle. If you look that up, candle, it means her lamp. What did they need in those days? They had to have oil in their lamp. Her candle doesn't go out by night. It's always got enough oil in it for day, night, afternoon. It's always him. What does the word of God say? I called unto him in the morning, afternoon, and night, continually. He's always there. Doesn't matter what time you call upon him. But she doesn't just do what a lot of people. Let's just go to sleep. I can't deal with this. Let's just sleep. I just can't eat. I just can't deal with it. When you know who really is dealing with it, he gives you the grace and the peace. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives her merchandise is good, and her candle doesn't go out at night. She lays her hands to the spindle and her hands to the distaff and stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household. And I was thinking of the treasures in the snow and how, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And not only that, she doesn't worry about the bitter times that are coming for her household. And they're going to see that. She's going to be saying, God will take care of this. He will. He's going to provide a way. All of her household, they're clothed with scarlet. They're saved. She knows they are being, they're going to be protected, not only of her. They have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. They're clothed in that scarlet. And that is an inward and an outward work. She maketh herself coverings, and I thought this was kind of neat. She takes what she's been given. She knows the quality of this. And she makes herself. What did the bride do? She hath made herself ready. She made herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing, silk and purple. Those are very expensive things. But I don't know. When I read it, I don't like to just think that. I know she's going to dress properly. I believe that, modestly. But he wants her to have that, her clothing, her righteousness, the silk, the royalty, the purple, a rule to rightly rule and to reign with Christ. She wants this in her life, and she knows that's the only way. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. It's her husband that is known. You see, she's like hidden, but when she's coming out, she's a glory to her husband. When she does anything, think of Vashti. When he said, call the queen. I want to show her beauty to everybody. And Vashti, she go, I'm not going. I'm going to have my own feast. She's not in submission to her husband. So what did he do? I don't want her as my wife. I'm going to find that woman that we can share in these things together. And it was, she make her clothing silk and purple. Her husband's the one known in the gates. He sitteth among all the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen. If you want fine linen, linen starts out kind of rough. But you got to beat it and beat it and beat it and beat it. And the more it's beaten, the finer it gets. She's a woman who knows these trials and afflictions and crosses of earth, they're worth it. And I heard on the way to church, kneel at the cross. Kneel at the cross first, but that makes you to where you can kneel at whatever cross you've been given. Just kneel. Submit to it. Ask for grace and strength. Then she maketh fine linen and she sells it. She delivereth girdles unto the merchants. I believe, see what she's doing? She's out there showing and giving and selling these things. It takes time. But she's doing this. Strength and honor are her clothing. Where's you to honor her? She shall rejoice in time to come. She don't care if you rejoice in her now. She doesn't care if you talk about her strength today or give her honor today. You may be, but she, her thing and her thoughts are, I'm going to rejoice in time to come because he sees what my strength is. And because I'm in the Lord, that's where honor truly comes from. She opens her mouth with wisdom. She wants to talk about Christ. She wants to share, how do we do with this and how do we deal with this? She has to receive that wisdom first. And in her tongue, there's a law of kindness. When she opens up her mouth, I just heard even my mom say this week. I asked the Lord just to put a watch over my mouth so I wouldn't say the wrong thing. Why? Because things are going on. We want to have a mouth for him. When she opens it, it will be a law of kindness. In her tongue, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and she doesn't eat the bread of idleness. And I thought, there's a lot of things we can partake of. Bread of idleness, where does that come from? When people aren't in the Word, it's easy to yield into that idle stuff. But she don't want to eat of it. She don't want to partake of it. I'd rather stay out of it. She looks ways to her, she looks good to the ways of her household. Her children, that's the fruit of her womb. That's the fruit. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband calls her blessed. He praiseth her. He praises her. What's going to happen with the Shulamite? First they go, well, what is your beloved more than our beloved that you charge us so? Charge this to us. Why are you saying that? When she's gone, they're going to say, return, return, O Shulamite. I need to hear your law of kindness coming out of your mouth. I remember the words you spoke. I remember what you said. Many daughters have done virtuously. They've been strong. There's many daughters. But thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, trust in him. That's true beauty. That's not the flower that fadeth away. She shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You see, first her husband is praised in the gates, but there's also the time that she's going to be praised. Why? They love her because of the truth she's been giving out. Mothers, friends, I don't care who it is. They love her and respect her and want her to know we love you because of what you've given to us in the Word, that you've given us lasting strength, girded our loins with real truth, not just say things to be saying them, but say them to the Word of God. And that's why her children will rise up and call her blessed. That ability, everything she is all about him. To have a good wife, I think a good man is looking for a good wife. I believe that Jesus wants us to be found in him because there's everything good about him. Nothing bad at all. And that's the quality he wants to see in his wife. So we just ask ourselves, are these qualities being found in us? Are we interested just on gold, silver, apparel, all those things that are going to stay here? When those things are gone, when this tabernacle falls, what's going to be there? Is it going to be beauty to behold? Or is it just going to be nothing? Because it was all wasted. It was wasted on those things instead of pure things. What sort of things are true and honest and a good report? All those things. Think on these things. And I wrote this down. Virtuous is dignity, patience, and you know how we get patience, generosity, courage, wisdom, and devotion. That is being a virtuous woman. Let's all stand. Father, I just thank you for the word of God that's gone forth. I thank you that I know where it came from. And Father, I just praise you and I thank you. I ask you to be with all the mothers and even the ones who aren't mothers, Lord, that you continue to build them up. Give them an inheritance. And Father, let them know that by the working, you working in them, these things will be there. And just that we yield the working in and out, that we submit, that we have something to go forth now. We have something he's put on the inside of us, that we submit and yield and let this life come forth in a practical righteousness that all men know. Why would they bring honor to her when they saw nothing? Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus that you be with each woman, everyone here, even the men, Lord. Father, we just ask that you build them up. And I just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.